So we left our last episode on a cliffhanger. Mark and the older SDSer, Kathy, are going to try to convince this much larger coordinating committee to be violent. So this is, in fact, the next purge, which is coming. So back to the story. The MOB meeting consisted of several hundred peace activists from around the country. We came together to decide what demonstrations to plan for the fall. I took the floor in a belligerent mood. I had no time for the mob liberals who wanted to hold back the struggle. Quote, "The street battles at the August 1968 Democratic Convention in Chicago did more damage to imperialism than all the mass peaceful demonstrations put together," unquote, I began. "Now we have to build an anti-imperialist movement in the United States, which will be, in effect, the American arm of the National Liberation Front of South Vietnam. It will be led by Black Panthers, the Young Lords, and SDS. The Chicago National Action will help build this revolutionary alliance because it will prove that SDS is a white radical group that will fight." I ended by demanding that the broad-based coalitions that had until then led the anti-war movement must be willing to follow this new anti-imperialist leadership. "It is not enough to demand immediate withdrawal from Vietnam. The movement must bring the war home." Speaking for the new SDS leadership, but not really for the whole organization, I had purposefully excluded the millions of moderate, nonviolent, middle-of-the-road people who now were willing to publicly demonstrate their opposition to the war. I denounced anybody at the meeting who proposed a broader action with less militancy and violence as a liberal, a very dirty word at that time. After all, the liberals Kennedy and Johnson had given us the war in Vietnam. Even those who originally had been inclined to join with SDS in Chicago, like Dave Dillinger, now saw that there was no way the MOB could participate. My speech was greeted with silence. A few days later, and just to bring the thing back, this is where Black Bloc can go to, right? This is where the broader base things don't want to participate anymore if Black Bloc's going to be there fucking up windows. So back to the thing. A few days after MOB conference, I met in New York with Jerry Lefcourt, my attorney, and Martin Kenner, an older grad student who'd been arrested at Columbia, friends whose opinion I trusted. They told me they thought the National Action, as we had announced it, was self-isolating and that we should be mobilizing the largest number of people possible. In other words, the MOB line again. Martin told me that a diplomat from the Cuban mission to the United Nations, whose job it was to keep track of North American left, had told him that even the Cubans agreed that the National Action was terrible. Following the lead of the Vietnamese, the Cubans understood the need for the broadest possible unity of as many Americans as possible against the war. Not a fantasy of violent revolution in the streets. Could I discount the Cubans' judgment as reformist and liberal? More, the criticism struck a chord submerged in my own thinking. I was less certain of the efficacy of violent demonstrations than I had realized. I was also secretly relieved to be handed an out. Going up against the Chicago police was suicidal. And that's where we leave from episode 2 of Days of Rage by Mark Rudd.